Ghostly Talk。Broadcasting from the world famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on November 9th, 2008. Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com. Tonight, David Janos returns for some more reverse speech. I can't wait.
Looking forward to that.
With all this politics and stuff going on.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting
to hear,
hear
from David Janos. Mm-hmm. And then later, our good friend from Canada, Brow Perkins, returns.
Have to carry this show because
yay!
I sound okay. Amber sounds a lot worse.
Amber, you sound like you were at a concert last night going woo, rock, wow, woo, and stuff.
Yeah,
yes, I heard there was a benefit concert last night.
That's the first
went very well.
Yeah, and we talked about it here on the show a couple times, and
yes,
actually dedicated a whole show to it.
Yeah,
concerning Alex Klemm. He's if you can see his picture on the website. We have his picture of himself and stuff on the website still. And the benefit show was they didn't hear that, but.
Evidently, we got Bonnie's voicemail. We're trying to raise Bonnie on the phone.
Does she have a new number? Is something
changed? No, that's her number.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Bonnie ain't here today. She couldn't make it in, but she wants to be on the line where we're trying to raise her. Let's see here. Nothing in the conference room.
Interesting.
I'm going to put it in. Here we go.
Oh, okay. Let's leave her a voicemail.
Bonnie better answer.
We're going to leave her a voicemail. This is a live
voicemail. This is exciting radio.
I like this.
Hey, it's Bonnie. I can't get to the phone right now. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Yay.
Bye. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Totally unplanned.
Hi, Bonnie, it's Scott.
And Doug.
Yeah. The guys you do the radio show with.
Yeah, we're just going to do the show, and we're going to do it into your voicemail.
Well, yeah, we're just going to keep going.
And that
going.
Way it's kind of like you're here, but you're not.
Well, you can at least listen to it back and see what you missed. Cool. All right, yeah, we're looking for you. Call in, do something, all that fun stuff. Goodbye.
Yes. Well, she knows the
she can go into the dial.
When we see her, we'll pick her up.
All right, fair enough. No problem.
Kisses, Bonnie.
Yeah, so we did this thing last night. It was a big show. I want to thank all the bands and artists that came out to help out and all that stuff. Everybody was really cool. Saw a lot of old friends like we do at these things. We all agreed, though, this is the last time MFPS was playing together. I mean, it's not even like, you know, serious, like, okay, this is, as artists, we're not, no, we're tired of it, okay?
Right, right.
You know, so, but, you know, we brought this, we made this thing happen, we think, for a really good cause. It was really important, so, yeah, we did that thing last night. It was kind of tough. It was, I won't lie to you, it was kind of tough. A couple times throughout the night, you know, just seeing certain people and stuff like that. But really, you know, I think we were all having a good time. Everybody enjoyed themselves, and it was a good show. So,
awesome.
Nothing really too exciting. It was, you know, usually, you know, an MFPS show, there's all kinds of wild stuff going on. But it was a nice show. People were there just to hang out, catch up, and we raised a substantial sum of money, and all the money from last night was going for Alex's kids.
That's excellent.
Yeah, every dime. We did a raffle, and then all the door money and everything. You know, Dave over at the Hayloft. Check, you know, if you haven't been there, if you're local, go out to the Hayloft, Mount Clemens. I'll pimp those guys. They're good people. The Hayloft's always been a club that's catered towards the bands, the local bands. You know, and they've always given local bands a real opportunity. You know, the independent local bands here an opportunity to open for national acts and stuff like that, because the Hayloft brings in national acts too, so they're always working on ways to get local bands in there too to help them out and you know, give them a chance to play, you know, in front of a larger crowd. So those guys were really good to us, and they gave all the door money to us last night.
Wow.
They, you know, all they made money on was their bar.
Yeah.
They gave us all the door money, so that was really cool, those guys, to do that for us.
That is awesome.
Thanks to the guys at the Hayloft, and thanks to the guys from Tripline. Thanks to Razor Ray and Jake for doing their acoustic set. Thanks to Jay Hustle, who did this set also. Everybody was really great. We had a good time. And, yeah, so it's... really, I'm trying to think of something crazy that happened. I don't have a good story to tell. I mean, usually there's always a cool
thing.
Did anything happen to you, Amber?
Last night?
Yeah, you might want to get close to the microphone. There you go. You do that still.
Did anything crazy happen to you?
No.
Ah, well, that was quick.
Well, tell us about your night, though, anyway, because I just want to hear how hilarious your voice sounds.
Yes, it is kind of on the hilarious side at the moment.
Come on, let's hear it.
Earlier, you were telling me to shut up. You're like... Stop talking. That sounds awful.
Well, when we were crashing out last night, you were like, "Hi, Scott, how you doing?"
Yeah, I'm joking. You're like, "You're not turning me on." Like, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm honestly trying to do. I know a man voice is what you really want.
4 o'clock in the morning, back ache, neck ache, my ears are ringing. Yeah, that's exactly the first thing on my mind, right? So, no, yeah, you sound good, though. You sound real good.
What if my voice got stuck like this? Would you still like me?
Right now, he's like a cartoon character.
Yeah,
would you still like me? All right, I'm turning your mic channel.
She needs to rest her voice. You rest your voice.
Yeah, you
now,
sit there,
okay?
And type, and we'll sit here and talk.
Yes. Amber is in the chat room at www.ghostlytalk.com.
Yep, Amber's doing her thing there. And, yeah, anything you need, let us know there. Let Amber know. We'll be there to help you out. We're going to be chilling out here for the first hour of the show. I want to recap some things, because we're coming. Well, there's some things we got to get into. We're going to ease our way into a few of these topics, but
well, I know I
thank you.
I know I want to talk about
brain stops, Doug takes over. Thank you.
I know I eventually. I mean, I know we have a list, right? We're going to go through the list, but
no, let's say anything we want. Let's keep it over. And you know what? If you want to call in too, go ahead. Let's leave that on the table too. If you want to call in, we do have a new number for our phone line thingy, which we have to. We got to get this thing over to 800, another 800 number here pretty soon, I think. But 201-793-9022, 201-793-9022. That's right on the Ghostly Talk website, too. When you get in there, dial this conference number, 799-5098. Again, that's 799-5098, and accompany that with a pound sign. That'll take you in there, push 1-1. I think it's 1-1.
Yeah, it's still 1-1, I'm sure.
No, it's star 9.
Oh, star 9 to raise your hand now?
I think so. Yeah, star 9 to raise your hand, I hope.
Ah.
I think that's what it says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it says. Star 9.
Star 9 to raise your hand.
So they changed it all around.
These people. Yeah, star 9 to raise your hand. So, yeah, if you want to call in, feel free. I'll keep an eye on. I mean, our operators will keep an eye on things here and let us know if anybody calls in.
I want to talk about Egypt.
Okay.
I just happened to be online for like a half hour today at the most, right? Because I was doing some other stuff. Oh, yeah. Here's what I was doing. I installed one of those rain shower heads in my shower.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like 8 inches around or whatever, and it's got like...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I've seen those at the store. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it was phenomenal. So anyway, so I did that most of the day. It says 5 minutes, right? Yeah, not for me.
It's just a shower head.
Yeah, well, most of the day was spent looking for pliers. But anyway, all right. Never mind. I did get it installed eventually. I only needed a hacksaw, a blowtorch, 16 screws.
Was the old one seized on there or something?
No, no, they had just put it on back in, August or something.
Okay.
And so, yeah. No, I'm just not good at that stuff.
All right.
It takes me a while. But I did get it on, and I did try it out, of course. And it's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
This rain shower head thing. So that's what I was doing all day. But... I happened to pop online for a brief couple of moments, like half an hour maybe, and I did run across this interesting article.
Okay.
They found that they're doing these tests and things to figure out who this mummy is, right? You know, in the, like, the Valley of the Kings kind of thing, they're, like, all of the mummies and stuff are all, you know, pretty much very, very important people.
Yeah.
But they found this one mummy that was very mysterious because he's essentially frozen in time.
Okay.
With a scream of agonizing pain on his face.
Okay.
And he was not buried in, you know, some of the proper ways. Like, evidently they hadn't removed his internal organs or something like that, you know,
yeah.
Which is not normal. So there was some not normal... things, you know, done during his mummification, yet he was in this place of esteem, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're like, who is this guy? I mean, wouldn't you want to know? It's like, okay, they treated him completely differently than all these other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that describes who he was, you know, no identification whatsoever.
Okay.
Which is another thing that they don't do, because identification is the key to the afterlife or something.
Yeah.
And, or a key or something. Oh, you found
it. I pulled an article, but yeah, I want to hear about it from you, though.
Well, I don't know that much about it. I'm not much of an Egyptologist, but I thought it was fascinating that they're working on this. I mean, it's more stuff from, what, thousands of years ago that continue to fascinate people to this day.
Yeah.
And with modern technology, they're running it through, you know, CT scans and different modern procedures to try and figure out what happened to this guy.
Well, what we got here, actually, I do have the article. I pulled it up here. It's from today, as a matter of fact. Mystery of the Screaming Mummy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You want me to throw a couple excerpts out there for people to check out here?
Right, right.
All right, it was a blood-curdling discovery. Okay. The mummy of a young man with his hands and feet. Somebody spelled that wrong. Feet bound, his face contorted in an eternal scream of pain. But who was he and how did he die? On a scorching hot day at the end of June 1886, Gaston Maspero, head of the Egyptian Antiquities Service, was unwrapping the mummies of 40 kings and queens found a few years earlier in an astonishing hidden cache near the Valley of the Kings. The 1881 discovery of the tombs in the Deir el-Bahari Valley, 300 miles south of Cairo, had been astonishing. Oh, my God. Okay, astonishing and plentiful.
How about if we just wrap it up? This this guy, this mummy, right, was found wrapped in either sheep or goat skin, which is not normal.
A ritually unclean object for ancient Egyptians, it says here. Lay the body of the young man. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and also, so they did that,
yeah.
But also he had been buried in exalted company,
yeah.
You know, yet left without an inscription. Ensuring, you know, an afterlife.
Maybe he was one of the workers and he just fell in or something.
I don't know.
He was wrapped
his hands and feet bound, though.
Well, maybe some Egyptian gangsters put him in there.
Well, they're thinking he might be the son of... Ramses the Third? Does that sound good? Or I don't know. One of the evidently, I don't remember exactly which pharaoh, but one of the pharaohs, his wife and oldest son.
Yeah.
Eldest son. They conspired to kill him and then, you know, take over the pharaohship or whatever it is, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they're thinking that, you know, it could be him.
Yeah.
And they don't, but they don't know, you know, still how he died. Like, you know, was it poison?
Mm.
Was it, you know, what's going on with with how he died?
Well, I imagine they haven't done any autopsies yet.
Oh, they're doing one now.
They're doing one now.
Yeah,
so they'll probably find out what was in his system when he passed away. So.
But I thought that was fascinating, and of course it directly relates to Egyptology, which is something that I know you're into.
Yeah, yeah, no, so that's, I find that really interesting, and something I want to keep an eye on. You know, speaking of which, too, you know, you mentioned that, and I think, I don't know if we're going to be talking directly about the Egyptology stuff, but, you know, Dr. Robert Shock's going to be coming on the show here pretty soon. To talk about some stuff. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to the last show he did with Dr. Robert Shock, I think it was 2005.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a while ago.
Fantastic show. The man's fascinating. And he's done a lot of geological surveys on the Great Pyramid, and specifically the Great Sphinx. And he's got some pretty compelling evidence against the ages of these structures. So you may want to check that out, too, back in 2005.
She said you can call her now.
She's available now?
Oh, that's nice.
Was she talking to her agent or her publicist or something? So now we'll have to ask her. Yeah, you know, that's good. Let's get her on the phone here. I'm glad she can finally join us.
Are you going to bring up the line and do it, like, all live and everything?
Hell yeah, I am.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
I got it. I had it up already. Let's see. That's really interesting. Yeah, you know. Take out that archive with Dr. Robert Shock, though, because I'm looking forward to talking to him again.
Hey, it's Bonnie. I can't get to the phone right now. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Okay, let's leave her a message.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Bonnie, where the hell are you at?
Hey, Bonnie, when you're off the phone with your agent, let us know. We miss you.
She says she got out of work late.
Ah.
Tell them to do it again. She hit the wrong button. LOL.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm glad she's having such a great time over there.
Yeah, she's having a blast. Well, so anyway, while you're doing that, I was really, really excited to see new news out of Egypt.
Mm.
I also saw something where... They're evidently octopi. Are they octopi or octopuses? I have no idea. But anyway.
I'm not having much luck today, so let me have it.
Oh, no. Everybody already heard us.
We already shredded you even before
expressing
you.
Expressing our dismay.
Yeah, yeah. We already bitched about you in the first part of the show. Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank you.
How are you guys? Oh, we're fine.
Yes.
Okay, I'm having a really long day, so I'll just listen to the archive to hear how you shredded me.
Well, the first one, you can just listen to your voicemail.
Yeah, just listen to your voicemail.
I heard that one on the way home.
Oh, okay.
That was a fun one.
Well, we just wanted to let you know we were trying to get a hold of you.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And I felt the love. I really, really intensely.
Excellent.
All right, well, Bonnie's here.
You
now.
Missed the discussion here about the mummy that's in eternal screaming pain or something like that. There's a mysterious mummy that they're working on.
Is there a way to, like, do that to someone?
Well, they don't know.
Yeah, it's Michael Jackson.
Yeah. No.
Well, if I could do it, I would say it's probably my ex-husband, but I don't
So evidently we have a volunteer for, you know, an experiment to see how this could have happened.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, we had, so we talked about that, and then I was going to talk about how octopuses, I don't know.
I think it's octopi.
Anyway,
let me just go
with one octopus. Okay. Octopus came from these, like, little, like, tiny little organisms or something that inhabited Antarctica, they decided.
Okay.
I don't know who these people are, but they sign a lot of interesting stuff.
Wait.
I had a really interesting...
They came from what?
Like, there's these tiny, I don't know if they're single cell, but they're small organisms. And they look like amoebas with eight, like, sprouts or whatever they are. And...
Okay, all right.
Octopus origins. Okay, you found something.
All right. Scientists have discovered hundreds of new species that have traced the origins of certain animals in an ambitious project that aims to create a detailed catalog of every marine life form on Earth.
Exactly.
Can't we do something else? Jesus Christ.
And then they decided... because look, isn't he cute? And there's...
He's a cute little octopus.
Yes. Well, evidently that's not one. Look, he doesn't even have eyes.
Amber, give that octopus a voice.
I can't.
You can give animals voices all the time. You're good at that.
My voice is messed up.
He's a cute little octopus. Anyways, go ahead, Doug.
Sorry. Anyway, so evidently... These creatures found in Antarctica were the origins of octopus.
Really?
Yes.
And that's what these things we're looking at, this thing right here.
Yes.
The Canadian Press photo, file-handed photo shows Megalodon stibos.
They'll change its name eventually.
Shallow water circum... piss on that. Okay,
You are in a mood today.
I can't read today. Yeah. I'm illiterate today. But, okay, so this is where they were from.
Yeah.
And they've migrated all over the world.
Yes, I don't know why that's certainly not related to... I guess it's kind of ancient mystery. You know, where did octopus come from? So
yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, excellent. I'm glad to see we found that stuff out. I'm glad that they're getting this information because, you know, we don't have any other problems to deal with now.
Right.
I mean,
better knowing that.
It's interesting. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, especially I shouldn't be saying this on a show like this because we're always, like, wanting to talk about interesting things. But I just see this, like, scientists have discovered hundreds of new species of traced in an ambitious project that aims to create a detailed catalog of every marine life form on Earth. Okay, that would really be fun to read.
Right.
But I just think there's other things we can dump money into right now.
Right.
As far as, like, the present state of where we're at as a species or as a country or just as people. Right. So, all right, I'll just reserve myself. We've complained about that in the past. But, all right. Okay, so the octopus comes from Antarctica.
Evidently.
Antarctica.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I think he did pretty good because, you know, now he can live, you know, in any saltwater environment.
Well,
warmer and
yeah, they've really evolved.
They've done that bad.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. We got a couple.
Well,
we
exit here. Stage right. We're going to go.
Thank you.
You know, Snagglepuss, Octopus. There you go.
Yes.
Right. The other thing I wanted to mention, of course, was we have to talk about. This is on the list. Now, obviously, the octopus story and the screaming mummy story were not, you know, on your list. On your list is the conference recap.
Well, yeah,
and I do want to talk about
this. Might carry through the break too. I mean, you know, we might talk about this and go to break. That's fine. I just kind of threw that down here for this week because you know we are at the end.
Yeah,
of our
there's
touring
no
cycle
more conferences this year.
This year, and probably for a few months into 2009, I think, because you know we have professional obligations to handle now.
Yes,
you know, I don't know if we've ever really said it on the air. But maybe we should get it out there. We don't make a living with this show.
I think we have said that
on
the air.
Have we said it on the air? Okay.
Because
we get this question a lot from people.
Well, that's true.
And you know, we don't make a living from this show.
This is our hobby. This is our passion.
Yeah. Yeah, and in order to do this show, we work our professional jobs, what we do. And that's what pays for this thing, and that's why it's all free for you guys, and you can do whatever you want with it, with no strings. So we do have some professional obligations we have to handle through the beginning of 2009. So we actually are going to be holding off, I think, for a couple months. I'm not sure how we're going to work all that out, Doug. But
right. Well, we're definitely not. We certainly can't go to any. Well, we didn't. We weren't scheduled for any conferences in November, December.
Yeah, thankfully, and then January, February also.
Right.
You know, but so that's going to give us our time. We're still doing the show, obviously. But
almost.
We'll get into that after. We're definitely going to get into that after the break, okay? We are at the end of our touring cycle for this year. And, I just kind of wanted to do a little recapping. as far as this year. I mean, this was probably one of the most ambitious years we've had as far as getting out there and meeting y'all and seeing people and doing all kinds of fun stuff and going to these cool conferences. And it was a hard year. We pushed ourselves pretty hard. We were very busy a lot. Some of these months we were gone just about every weekend,
yeah.
It seemed like, out there doing these things. And it was a really good time. I really enjoyed it. You brought this up, so why don't I step back for a minute and let you do your thing, and then I'll reserve my comments for until a couple minutes from now.
Well, I want to talk specifically about the last one we just went to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we went to the Spookapalooza the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois.
Yep, yep.
Troy Taylor and, AGS were the organizers and hosts. And I'm telling you that was really interesting because what it ended up being was pretty much just that one evening, yep. Halloween evening.
Yep.
And it was overall, it was a Houdini seance.
Mm-hmm.
Done by, of course, Psychic Ken of Chicago.
Mr. Ken Berg, yep.
And I enjoyed a lot of it because it was, there were a couple of different things that I thought were fantastic. First of all, he actively encouraged feedback and constant, ghost hunting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and then second of all, it was done, at least the beginning part of it, was done in the style of the early, you know, spiritualism kind of seances.
Yeah, yeah.
In that you had these items laying around that spirits were invited to use to make noise or get our attention. That you had people do it, you know, we were doing the automatic writing if we could get anything.
Yeah.
There were various, you know, it was like a whole bunch of experiments happening all at the same time. And I thought that was really amazing. And plus, you could use your cameras, you could, you know, if you thought anything, you could write it down, or felt anything, you could write it down.
Yeah.
And you know, submit that evidence or talk about it right then and there live. It was, I thought, a really well done seance in that it had all of that activity going on simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it myself. I was more on the sidelines.
Yes.
You guys were actually taping. Part of it, which I have to mention. I can't believe I forgot this already. If you haven't downloaded it yet, it's up on the website for download.
We put
it together. And this also, it's in our archives, the latest archive. It'll be next to tonight's archive. Above tonight's archive, actually. And this actually includes something else that's really cool. Troy, it was after Troy's presentation on Houdini he did.
Right.
And before the actual seance, Troy played an actual Houdini seance tape.
The last Houdini seance.
He played this for the crowd with the lights off in the theater, which it really kind of puts the creeps on you. And Troy was nice enough to let me borrow his copy because when I was doing the production work and editing and stuff like that, you know, on the fly, I had to cut it in half. And I thought it was a really important part. So what I was able to do was actually get, you know, Troy let me borrow his CD and actually put the original copy of it on here. So I kind of edited it all together for you guys. So you get a nice listen to, the last Houdini seance also, which is pretty cool.
Interesting.
So it's all up there for you guys to download. It's there for you guys to check out and hear what happened that night. It was really interesting. And if you hear something, let us know.
Right.
I didn't hear anything myself.
I mean, the sad thing was I don't think Houdini came through, at least not up on stage.
No.
But, you know, there were other things going on, and, you know, I hope that some people felt, seen, or heard stuff that
had
was
a great
out of
time.
The ordinary.
It was a great way to spend Halloween, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
Really,
absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, we really enjoyed ourselves. And thanks to Troy. He always takes good care of us and treats us like, you know, like we're at home.
Mm-hmm.
When we're out in Decatur. We look forward to going to being out there again with him a few times in 2009 also.
Yeah, and I have to put in my recommendation as well. If for 2009, if you're going through and designing up your vacation schedule or your conference schedule, whatever,
yeah.
Definitely lend some thought
mm-hmm.
to going to Decatur, Illinois, the Haunted Lincoln Theater for any of Troy's events. I mean, he's got the AGS conference in, it's either June or July, I don't remember.
That's the big one this
and then,
year.
Yeah, and then, there's you know, whatever he does something.
He always does a Halloween event. He does a Halloween event.
Every year.
So, yeah, we'll keep you posted on that, too, as far as, you know, usually when, if Troy's doing it, we're there.
Oh, yeah.
We work hand-in-hand with Troy, and it's always a pleasure to go down to Decatur and hang out with him. So, Spookapalooza was awesome. You can hear all the events. You can download it all for free here on the Ghostly Talk website. Why don't we take a quick break?
Okay.
I need one.
Excellent.
All right, yeah, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
Bonnie.
Say that again, Bonnie. You got cut off.
I said, and I'm Bonnie.
Right. Yay.
Good enough. There's who else is here?
And Amber.
We'll be right back after this.
All right, listen up, everybody. I'm Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Yeah, you know me from Strangeland and the House of Hair and TV and Stardust on Screen. And you're listening to Ghostly Talk. Know that.
Listen to Darker Side of the Moon Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Visit our website at darkersideradio.com.
From horror movies to the paranormal, we cover it all.
It's a spooky, weird, and zany kind of show.
With your hosts,
Laura Moon
and Becky Ray.
Don't miss it.
SpeakCult.com, fun, functional, and funky metal artwork for your house, office, or bar. SpeakCult.com has a ton of cheeky, gothic, hot rod, pinup, sci-fi, even roller derby art for all you skate and skaters. Check out their online catalog where you'll find bottle openers, signs, liquor caddies, toilet paper holders, and much more. SpeakCult.com also does custom work and can turn your ideas into finished items as well. Hot rod your home with SpeakCult.com.
Do you believe in things that go bump in the night? Night Watchers at nightwatchers.info. Whether you're an amateur or a professional paranormal investigator, the Night Watchers want you to investigate some of the country's most haunted places. The Night Watchers want you. Already in a group? Perfect. Groups are welcome. Join today at nightwatchers.info. Night Watchers at nightwatchers.info. The future of paranormal investigation. Listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
So what's new with Adventures Unlimited there?
Right, I'm just reading all the new, or I don't know if these
that's
are new.
That's their fall winter catalog.
Yeah, all the books that are available there.
Yes.
It's just amazing.
Well, they have a lot of stuff. We get those, Adventures Unlimited Press is a really cool press company that sends us wonderful books from wonderful authors a lot of which you hear on the show here. And Doug happened to locate one of our catalogs laying around the studio here. And he's just grazing through it. So I'm going to let him finish up, so we'll wait for him.
Yes, I'm just
going to I'm eating my... Was that Bonnie?
I said, let's just pause while he looks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I like that plan. Actually,
I'll finish my ice cream here.
There is one book in here so far that I've seen that I just do not think I would even read.
What's that?
And, you know, I read, like, crazy. I read slowly, but I read...
Harry.
Yes, very, very slowly. But I don't pretend to read quickly, but I do read a lot, and I love reading. But there's a book in here, where was it? It just sounded so silly. I mean, it's probably one of the best books on the planet, but it's just the title. Oh, here it is. Meetings with Remarkable Trees. That's the title of the book.
And is it what the title alludes to?
I guess. Evidently. Oh, actually.
Well, people say they can. That some people say they can talk to trees and stuff like that. They put their hand on it like the Vulcans do and stuff. And they do like a mind meld with a tree.
Well, evidently they I don't know if they talked to them, but they definitely took a bunch of beautifully photographed trees and put them in there. I imagine as a coffee table book that would be kind of neat, because if they have the trees photographed beautifully,
mm-hmm.
that's what that would become. But I don't know if I would get it for that, because I mean there's like so many other things in here that I would definitely read.
Well, that's good. Do you take that catalog home with you, though?
I am. This and my credit card, I'm in trouble.
We were talking about, just kind of recapping the Spookapalooza we were at last weekend.
Yeah.
I had a great time there. It was
so
really
did
cool.
Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie had a good time. Bonnie, did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, I did. I thoroughly enjoyed all the costumes.
Yay, and, I was a banana.
Amber and I were Jay and Silent Bob.
Yes.
And the seance was pretty cool, too. The Houdini thing I had heard at another conference I had been to, so that wasn't new to me, but I still find it interesting. So, all in all, I had a great time.
Good. But like we were saying before, this was the last conference we did. Would you throw that catalog down, for God's sake? You're driving me nuts.
I'm listening. I mean, this is in my head. You guys go directly into my head with these headphones.
I'm going to hit you with it.
What's this one?
Break that out. Bring out the Legendary Times. I'll let you read that one.
I love who it's addressed to.
What's it say?
Mr. Scott L. Ghostly.
I didn't even see
that.
P.O.
Box 321.
Well, that was Giorgio Tsoukalos,
yes.
Out of the past.
Yeah.
And he just, after we were on the show, we had such a great time with him. We've had him on a couple times.
Yeah.
and we had such a great time with him. He just started sending us, you know, copies of that, whatever they put a new one out. It's like quarterly it comes out.
It's absolutely incredible.
It's very magic, yeah.
But I love I think we should take a picture of the address, pretty much, and just put it up on the website.
Okay.
Because this is how...
We have to start calling you Mr. Scott L. now.
Mr. Scott L.
No, I don't really care. You can call me whatever you want. Yeah.
Oh, you say that to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's been how many times am I gonna say this? It's been a wild year, and I think we all really enjoyed ourselves, and we're looking forward to 2009. I think we should talk about December though, Doug.
Yes.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready now.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Do we get two copies of
it? Yeah, me? Take one.
There's one to Mr. Doug.
Oh my god.
Oh, I am Mr. Doug.
Oh yeah, you're Mr. Doug. Yeah.
I am Mr. Doug. On the Legendary Times. So I get this one. Okay, I'm taking it. So you have to call me Mr. Doug, Bonnie. All right.
No.
December. Yeah.
We had a long talk on this.
Yes.
And we mentioned before the break about professional obligations we have.
Yes.
And we have a major one coming up here in December.
Yes.
So we had a long talk on this past week about, you know, how it's going to affect doing this show. And we got a couple of ideas going and stuff like that. And we finally came to what I think is a pretty amicable thing to do.
Essentially, what this situation is we cannot guarantee that we will be available from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday.
We got a major contract we're working on here, and it's going to require a lot of, like, off-hour work.
Yes.
This is what you do when you're in our profession.
So, because the way a podcast and radio show works is you get together some friends, you get together some sound clips, you get together all this stuff, and you put together this podcast. Well, the problem is you also get guests. And how can we...
Well, we do this show live. That's the number one thing. There isn't very many shows out there that do their show live. I found more and more shows, which, hey, 10 points to anybody who's doing one of these things, but we're one of the few shows out there that do a podcast / radio slow show / internet radio, whatever you want to call it, and we cut it live. We don't. It's very rare that we pre-record anything on this show. So anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
So what happens is, you get guests, and one thing that I think Ghostly Talk has done over the past 6 years, and we're in our seventh year of broadcasting, right? So one thing that we've proven is that, you know, unless there's uncontrollable circumstances, you know, which there, you know, there's been technical circumstances.
Yeah, we've had
pull shows.
Yeah.
I mean, in 7 years, that does happen.
We've put our arms around a lot of these things we've had.
But essentially, one thing we are is reliable.
Yeah.
If we say we're going to do something, we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, you know, at conferences that we say we're going to go to, unlike some people, unlike a lot of people, it's more and more.
Yeah.
We we're on the air from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah.
And those times that we're traveling, we give people plenty of advance notice.
We give them plenty of notice. You know, and we also usually bring something home for the listeners.
To put up for podcast purposes.
Yeah.
You know, for people to listen to something.
Yeah.
You know, the speaker presentations or something like that.
Yeah.
And we've been experimenting with that, too. You know, like at the Michigan conference.
Yeah.
We got to do a show kind of thing, which was fascinating.
Yeah, it worked really well.
You know, so we're experimenting with that, too. We're trying to broaden our horizons.
Yeah.
However, one thing we are is reliable. Now, if we go and we say, you know, okay, Mr., you know, author and, you know, Ms. Psychic Lady and, you know, whatever.
Whoever, yeah.
If we go through all these people and we say, you know, we want you on from, you know, 6:30 to 7 and you from 7 to 8 and then you from 8 to 9, which is pretty much the schedule usually.
Yeah.
We line up all these people and then we call them up, you know, and say, oh, I'm sorry, we can't do the show tomorrow. We're just too busy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, that's not good for anybody. That's
not right. No.
That's not good for the guests. That's not good for us. And that's not good for the listeners.
No.
So because we cannot guarantee our schedule.
And this is just for December.
Right. Just for December.
This is just for December. That was a talk we had. Was just like, I don't know what's going to happen here. We need to find a solution for this. And I'll tell you, the original solution was we just need to take December off.
Right. That was the original idea.
Like, okay,
yeah.
Look, we need to take a month off here just to, you know, do what we got to do, and then we can get back to doing the show.
Right.
And that got shot down pretty quick. I think, you know, it was an idea, and we, you know, both of us were like, no, we can't do that.
Well, the first thing that I said was, I don't want to be out of touch. I don't want to be out of touch with, you know, the listeners. I don't want to be out of touch with the guests. I don't want to be out of touch like that for an entire month.
It's hard.
That's a long time.
It's a very long time.
And I feel like I would lose touch with the community, and I don't want to do that. So
So basically,
we came up with a hybrid.
Yeah, which I think is going to work really well here. What we're going to be doing, and we're working this out as we speak, I'm coordinating it and putting it all together, is we're going to be, the whole month of December, they're going to be new shows. But they're going to be in style like everybody else does. We're going to be doing pre-taped shows. We're going to have fresh shows for you guys. Actually, I think what we're going to do is the first hour, we're going to go back, maybe go back into the vault. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe, the real vault.
Ooh, that would be cool.
I don't know if we really want to pull the vault.
Oh, you know what? You're talking about the original 13?
I'm thinking about it.
Ooh, okay. That would be bad.
We're going to go back into
the vault. We'd have to get them from Bonnie.
No. I have my sources, too. I retain every little CD, cassette.
Yeah.
I have everything here. As a matter of fact,
I'm going to clean house in here from.
So what's going to happen is probably the first hour of the show we're going to be doing is probably it is going to be some recycling the first hour.
Right? So a clean house would walk into the Haunted Warren Winery and they'd be like, why are we here? Then we'd open up your closet and they'd be like, oh, I see.
Oh, what?
Look at all this stuff you're saving. For no reason.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd organize that thing right away. Well, you have it very well organized.
Well, what we're going to do is some type of recapping the first hour of the show and then... After that, we're going to have new interviews and stuff like that with some pretty cool people. We got some stuff lined up. And, you know, we've had people booked up already for December, and they've been really good about this. They've really been working with me, and I really appreciate their flexibility for wanting to just go and pre-tape some interviews here, put them together, and have a good show for you guys, basically. Yeah. So what's going to happen is there's going to be new shows to check out for December, but it's going to be just for December, we're going to be out of the studio. We'll still be available for emailing and all that stuff. I didn't get like we're gone or something like that. We're going to still be here.
Right.
We're going to be working. We have an opportunity here, and you know what? Sometimes you got to break your back a little bit. And I think in this, we're pushing 7 years on the air now. In a couple months, we'll be at our 7-year anniversary. Yes. We've never had to do something like this before, so it's just a little thing we need, and we just need. To take this time and do that. But we're still going to have new shows for you guys. I think it's fair. I think it's very fair, and I think I think people will enjoy what we're going to do, too. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be an interesting experimental situation.
Yeah.
We literally just found out about it, last Thursday?
Last week.
So
and we got right on it, and I wanted to make sure we were letting everybody know as soon as possible. This is the first official Sunday of November, so I think it's fair, and everything's going to get pushed out the same way, though. I mean, there's still going to be, for you podcast people, you're going to get the new shows. I mean, nothing's going to change. I'm still going to do all the footwork and stuff before that, but we just can't, we don't have we don't have the stability in our schedule for December to do this show on a live basis. That's it.
Right.
So, but it'll straighten out after that. That's what we're looking at as far as forecasting. So,
and before the rumors start, no, we're not filming a pilot.
No, we're not filming a pilot, and no, Ghostly Talk is still going to be here in 2009. I'm looking forward to hitting 2009, hitting the ground on 2009 running because, we're going to be breaking our backs here in November putting this stuff together, but December, it's still going to be a little bit of maybe some recharging for us, too. Even though we're going to be doing and having new shows, we might recharge a little bit, too. And then I'm looking forward to hitting, 2009, the New Year's show, hammering it out. So I'm looking forward to it. So, no, we're not quitting.
Nope.
That'd be too easy.
Can't do it.
We're not quitting. We're here forever. We've agreed on that. So, before the rumors start on that, too, before you go on your MySpace account and start telling everybody or putting bulletins up or whatever they are, because that's what happens now, that's the story.
I can't wait to see the first, the death of Ghostly Talk.
Oh, yeah.
Bulletin. That'll be awesome.
The middle finger.
Yeah.
That's the death of ghosts.
No, that's not quite what's happening.
So that's not the story either. This is just a professional thing we have to do, and I don't think it's a big deal, really.
No.
I mean, it's going to be a little bit of work, but it's going to be cool. We're going to have fun with that. Something different, something new. And I'm going to get a chance to go back into the archives and find some really interesting stuff we've done in the past, too. So, you know, hey, go ahead and do that. So, cool.
Bonnie votes for the original 13. Those were particularly bad.
Yes,
they were bad, or yes, you vote for them?
Yes, I vote for them.
Oh, good.
Another thing I want to mention, too, before we're going to be going to break here pretty soon and bring on David John Oates. I haven't had a chance to really throw out a shout to our affiliates who distribute the show for us. We're probably one of the only shows, too, that is self-distributed also. Which means, you know, we run off our own server and we can distribute the show live on a live basis on
right.
our own, and we're very proud of that. But we also have a lot of people that carry the show. Okay,
yes.
And I did a big project here not too long ago where I just did some cleanup work. There was a lot of, you know, internet stations go up, they go down overnight sometimes, right? And a lot of people took us on, and you know, when they folded, they didn't, you know, they either didn't have the courtesy or they didn't have the time to contact us and say, hey, you know what? My station's done, so yeah, I just wanted to let you know. So, right, so their banner sits up on our site, you know, whatever, and I kind of went through and did some cleanup work, and we got this whole thing straightened out here on the website now, and, you know, some of the big people here to help us out, Planet Paranormal is one of those guys, Omnisound, of course, our flagship Omnisound, who's been, you know, Jeff's been our buddy for a number of years now, Para-X, good friends of ours, too, we've been to a couple conferences with those folks, Ghost Radio Australia. There's another one that's really cool. Parahub, really cool bunch of folks out there also.
Yeah.
Let me see here. My Beast Radio, we got to meet up with these guys in Louisville. I believe it was Brad. Those guys were a lot of fun. CMS Radio Network, the Classic Metal Show Radio Network. Those guys have been with us for a long time. And we really appreciate those guys helping us out. It's a hilarious lineup, too, because if you go to the CMS Radio Network site and you go to the shows section,
lost it.
Yeah, but Black Vault Radio Network, Osprey Network, so just a bunch of people that are out there helping us out. There's a whole list of them. We got it all on the website, but I just wanted to throw a few out there. And thank you, guys. Now, what I want to mention also, and we can't stress this point enough, if you are rebroadcasting the show for us, we're under the open content license, okay? If you're rebroadcasting the show for us and, you know, you haven't talked to us about it, that's fine, right?
Right.
We want to talk to you, though, not because we want you to sign some long contract signing your soul away to distribute Ghostly Talk. No, no, don't worry about that. We want to put a banner up for your station on our site. We want to acknowledge you and stuff like that. So please, let us know if you're an FM station, if you're an internet station, whatever it may be. If you're just a podcast distributor, you know, they have the feed thing going too. I don't care who it is. Send us an email, scottl@ghostlytalk.com, ghostlytalk@ghostlytalk.com, and let us know, you know, that you're doing that for us, and we, you know, we'll do what we can to give you the slap on the back that you deserve. So, you know, that's a big thing I think we should be pushing on people here is all of these wonderful affiliates to help us do the show. So it's and we don't get to give them the credit they deserve enough, and I think I need to get that out tonight. Really important.
Good job.
No, thank you very much. yeah, and so anything else here? Because I'm pretty much burned. I'm burning myself down here tonight. Thankfully, we got guests coming for the rest of the show, so they can talk.
Exactly.
Again, as far as December's concerned, it isn't a big deal. We don't want anybody to worry about that stuff. And like I said, Ghostly Talk is not dying or anything stupid like that. We're just going to be doing what we got to do. We got to make our money. We got bills to pay. We got lives to live just like you guys do. And this is one of those situations where we have to take care of it. It's very simple. So,
and plus, we get to experiment a little bit.
Yeah, we get to have some fun. We get to do
nothing wrong with that.
Why don't you read something out of Legendary Times there? Because we got a couple minutes here before we have to go to break.
Okay.
Did you find some? Well, you got the damn thing in your hand this whole time. Why weren't you looking?
I'll read this one.
What's that?
I don't know. I'm reading it now.
Oh, okay.
It's good. Wow. This is an
You're
awesome
such a
magazine.
Jerk off. You know that?
What?
Why don't you read the article?
Oh, read it out loud? Oh, no, no, no. I couldn't do that.
You got a comedian sitting over here now. Isn't that hilarious?
I do want to ask Bonnie a question, though. Bonnie?
Yes.
What one of the topics that we talked about in the past hour was conferences recap. Do you have any like major memories or anything from the past year or recommendations to folks who might want to go to a conference for the first time in 2009?
Go to all of them. No, I'm kidding.
we did that.
See, this is really hard. If I had to suggest, like, if just one conference, it's really hard to break it down. I would have to say it's a toss-up between Mid-South or any Troy Taylor event.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree.
Really, really hard to break it down, but those are always top-notch. My one of my highlights, Doug, though, was with you.
Oh, no. Jesus is an end table.
Well, there was that, but yeah. It was more recent. When we had the absolute worst name for a female ever.
Oh, my goodness. Did I even tell you this, Scott?
No, what's that?
Okay, so, you know, because...
You're the only participant in this conference.
Can you
press
mute
any
that?
Key to continue this...
we have Bonnie muted right now. Bonnie, you're muted, too, because we're getting this weird thing with the conference line. Evidently, they've gone and done something.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll take care of it.
Okay, so because we had some time before Spookapalooza in Decatur, Illinois, you know, every time you go from the conference center to the conference center and hotel to the Haunted Lincoln Theater, whenever you drive back and forth, right, there's this cemetery, and it's really pretty, and it's on the right, and you have to, like, turn right and then turn left or something in order to get there. It's really freaky how you get in there, but, you know, you go in this nice little cemetery, and it's kind of, there's a hill kind of thing, and it's really interesting, and we thought, well, we've got time. Let's go and check this out. So we go into the cemetery. Plus, it didn't hurt that it was Bonnie's birthday, and she just loves cemeteries. So I'm like, oh, this is a great thing. You know, we get to go to a cemetery, and it's Bonnie's birthday, and she loves going to cemeteries. This is like working on all levels, right? So Bonnie went to the cemetery with me, and she ended up spending most of it on the phone because Andy and Tanya Kaiser were calling to wish her, you know, happy birthday, that kind of stuff. So, and also, you know, she wanted to make sure that they told me, be then, because that was just too funny. Anyway, so what happens is I'm wandering around, and I wasn't on the phone for the longest time, and then I happen to see this headstone. And it was, you know, it was like a man and wife and everything. And the, you know, the man, you know, born, died, whatever. And then the wife. And what I noticed, though, was the woman's name. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready, Doug.
Her name was Lugard.
That is bad. That's really bad.
L-O-U-G-A-R-D. Lugard.
It's got to be European or, like, caveman or something.
Pre-Columbian or something. Because I can't even imagine a Lugard, you know. Oh,
that'd be like, they probably fit my voice right now. Like, hi, my name's Lugard. That'd be the voice.
If I could draw, I would draw a cartoon. And the, you know, the it would be, you know, Lugard or something. Because it's like Hildegard or, you know, it's just this really, really outrageous name. So these are things that you can find out. I know, we have to go to break, don't we?
Yeah, we
have
to go to break.
Okay. These are things that you can find just off the cuff. Like, you just can't even predict these things. And what a treat, I have to say. So,
speaking of treats, David John Oates is coming up.
Yes.
Going to be talking to him. Reverse speech, always a fun topic to talk about here on the show. We're going to be doing some reverse speeches on our new president.
Yay!
Should be interesting. We'll be right back after this.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.